Let's just suppose for a moment, if we may, from everybody, the consultation goes according to plan insofar as we get really good feedback. And then we decide that, say, one of the sites is not going to work for some reason. What is the plan B? Is there a plan B?
Well, again, I'll refer to officers, but I absolutely have to stress the importance of finding a plan for 6,100 houses. Otherwise, you will get development that you do not want. Now,
that's not what I asked.
No, I'm getting to what you ask. But I think you absolutely have to stay focused on that point. It's fundamental. I don't, and I'll say this publicly now, I don't actually believe that DCLG will come in and do it for us. I think that moment has gone. I think they've moved on from that. But what you absolutely will have is you won't have a five-year land supply, so any development will be almost impossible to defend. So in answer to your question, if X doesn't work, then you'll have to find Y. And on the basis that we have eliminated, we could review those areas that we've eliminated, and with huge investment in terms of infrastructure, there might be a possibility, but I think they're very powerful cases for those that have been, the four that have been eliminated, very powerful cases. So probably plan B, but I'll let officers comment, and I don't want to be held to account of this, but it's a sort of natural sequence, isn't it? If it's not new settlement, then it's dispersal within existing communities. Mr. Arbour.
I think those members who've been fully involved in the plan preparation process will appreciate that the draft plan which we've got now is based on, upon a very thorough examination of all the reasonable alternatives and an assessment of each of those alternatives against each other. And whilst there will always be some limited scope for adjustment to the set of proposals, I think members will appreciate that actually, as far as a radically different approach is concerned, that option isn't available, because when we looked at all the alternatives, so many of them were constrained in one way or the other, typically strategic transport network capacity. There isn't going to be a great deal of choice, chance of re-examining some of the more strategic elements of the approach, I would suggest.